Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, every year, hip-hop, parties, fashion statements take over South Beach for Urban Beach Week. That's a three-day event that takes place in the city of Miami Beach on Memorial Day weekend, and it's been going on for two decades. This year, black artists have received a grant from the city's tourism department to curate a variety of artworks. They're geared towards shining a positive light on the role black residents have played in the shaping of the city's culture. And one of the artists is Octavia Yearwood. She, along with other local artists, have created this list of events that tackle the misrepresentation of the black community in the media as it pertains to this weekend. And she joins me now in studio. Octavia, great to have you back.
Always great to be had. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Not too bad. Also joining us is the City of Miami Beach Mayor. Great to always have him here. Dan Gelber, thank you so much, Mayor.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Octavia, great to be here.
You know what? Let me start with this, because we were having this conversation earlier about Urban Beach Week. And okay, we're going to talk about the artwork and some of the issues and challenges of Urban Beach Week for the city. But what's the origins of Urban Beach Week? Do you know? Does anybody know?
I don't think the city has previously or ever really been a sort of promoted the weekend. It's been pretty organic, thus the challenges for us from a capacity point of view. But I don't know that it started from the city saying, let's have an Urban Beach Weekend. I think it just sort of happened over time.
Did it start with a concert, did it a festival or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think it did start organically. However, just the usage of the word Urban Beach Week, I think, is what's been the actual shift that was not necessarily done by whoever originated the weekend. But, yeah.
Okay. No, you know what? This we wanted to start with that because I've lived in Florida most of my life, but even then, when somebody asked me, I said, I actually don't know. I just know that it's been around, mm-hmm. and I never thought anything of it. Mm-hmm. You know what? For this upcoming weekend, for this holiday, there's this unique relationship, and the city wanted to bring in artists and to create something to bring people together. But, Mayor, where did the idea come from? When did this start?
Well, I think a few years ago. Look, obviously, we've had a lot of issues with handling the capacity of both Urban Beach Weekend or Memorial Day weekend, or whatever it's called, and actually recently spring break. We are a pretty brittle area in terms of the arteries that come to us, the causeways. We've been, I think, unable to adequately control the number of people so that it feels like it's a safe environment, or at least an environment that's appropriate. So we've been doing whatever we can to try to bring it in and control it. But one of the things we wanted to do, and specifically Commissioner Areola really led the effort in this, was to say, you know, while we're trying to control this environment, we ought to also understand that not all these issues are what people may think they are, and to have more of an elevated discussion, to reframe it. And what's going on now with the reframe, which is what you're really talking about, is we thought it would be important to not simply talk about what to our residents the problems that have been happening during a Memorial Day weekend or any of these high capacity weekends, but also to talk more about sort of the positive aspects of it. So art and culture we've tried to embed in it so that we can take a little bit more control of that narrative.
I understand an Art Basel and what art would be to that, but for spring break or Memorial Day weekend, what role does art play?
Well, I think it's a bit of culture. It's a bit of art. I think we aspire to be more of a cultural destination than anything else. We don't, you know, I always say, don't come to our city if you want to do what you wouldn't do in your hometown. Come to our city for the Bass, for the New World, for the ballet, for the Wolfsonian, for the Jewish Museum.
Okay, but this is, you know, this is like spring break. It's young people, a lot more young people, I should say, wanting to come, hang at the beach, drink, have fun, music. Is it art? Octavia, where's the art come in on this?
Right. And so when we were approached with this opportunity to bring arts and culture, because that's really how it started. It started as someone saying, hey, we want to bring in arts and culture into this you know, space during this time. What do you think? And for me, primarily, I kind of was like, why? You know, primarily I was like, you know, just like you said, there's young people coming into the space and they want to, you know, drink and have a good time. And do they want to really look at art? But when I looked, when I thought more about it, myself, Jared, and our team, we thought more about it. We said, well, this could actually be a great start to shifting a relationship, to helping, using arts and culture as a mediator for the relationship. You know,
What's that relationship?
Well, I mean, I think that when we're talking about the city of Miami Beach, we're talking about a bunch of people. And like the mayor just said, the word that he used continuously just now was the word control, right? And so if any relationship, anytime control comes into the factor, there's going to be pushback, there's going to be resistance, and there's going to be misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. So I think that the relationship between people coming in, locals, people of color in particular, and mm-hmm. authorities, there's a strain there, and there's a resistance, and there's a pushback. And just like any relationship that's not in a good space, what's going to happen? Argument after argument. And unfortunately, these arguments that's happening, that has been happening, has been ruffling, just not making it better. So we thought of Reframe. We came up with the title. We came up with the concept of it to say, you know what? We're not trying to change the weekend from what it is. What we're trying to do is reframe how we perceive it. And also reframe people who are coming in and locals who are here as to what's actually available. You don't have to flee, locals. Come through, you know? Come through to these arts activations. Come through and look at your city be really highlighted. Let's see what's really happening. And like the mayor said, we are working to take back the narrative because the media often takes that into a wrong turn.
And mayor, you know, and I want to talk about that too, is how it's perceived. But mayor, that relationship, it's, you know, you have locals and then you have the visitors. But during these very big events, spring break, Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's a lot of visitors and that creates a tension. It's you're saying that you think art is going to help in reframing this relationship.
Well, I think a few things. First of all, you know, we brought in the Hyundai Air and Sea Show to a great extent because we thought it would be a good way to program. We've never programmed. We don't program spring break. We don't send out an advertisement saying, come here for spring break. The truth of the matter is we're really not crazy about it because there's, with the 395 work that's being done, it's very hard to come in and out of our city. And when you bring in thousands of people or tens of thousands of people on a daily basis, it's much harder. For instance, for the 2 years that I've been mayor, the two spring breaks that I've been mayor, during the weekend, during spring break, when St. Patrick's Day happens, that Saturday night a year ago, we had to close down a causeway because we simply had reached capacity. This year, we came very close to that and had all these other issues of people fighting and sort of the kind of behavior that no city would want. So for us, a lot of this is this has happened organically. We try to police our way out of it, and that's you're not going to arrest your way out of it, nor should any city want to. But one of the things we certainly can think about is how to program our way. Mm-hmm. And so what we are trying to do is we're throwing a lot at this issue of sort of the idea that our city is a place to go to do what you might not do in your hometown. And the idea of reframing it is to say maybe one of the things that has to be in this mix is elevating what the marketplace of ideas, basically, because there's going to be if there's an ability to reprogram in a way that we can, that's easier to tolerate.
Help me understand, though. Are we really saying to visitors? Because remember, with the spring break, you guys were sending out notices to colleges. If you come here, behave.
Yeah.
If not, yeah, there's going to be problems. Are we saying, is this about saying to visitors, okay, we love having you, but, you know, don't.
By the way, I suspect the reframe side of the table has got a pretty elevated idea of what they want to do.
Okay.
As the mayor of the city, I have a sort of a simple, which is I'd love that marketplace to have high-minded ideas, but absolutely there's going to be police controlling the situation because obviously no city would want the fights they saw on videos branding the city that way. And we don't want that. We're not going to allow it. And that's why we took what I thought were pretty extreme measures of sort of, I mean, we were literally sending police onto the beach to say, you know, put out that joint or you're going to be arrested or or pour out that beer or you're going to be arrested. And that's not something most cities would do, but we had to, because I think security is not something you can sort of just say, well, we're not going to worry about it.
So, Octavia, the city comes to you and says, here's what we want to do. Here's some money, but we want to try to bring artists together. And how do we, you know, use that art in, again, this reframing? So at first you told me, no, this isn't about that. But then you thought there's an opportunity. So what is that opportunity? And how?
Well,
are you
no, I didn't know how to make sense of it. Not about that.
Okay. So, all right. So how do you make sense of it? And what are you doing? What are you going to be doing during the weekend?
Well, I mean, I think that it's really clear how beneficial the arts and culture is. And I think as a person, I know as a person who moved here from New York City, how the city of Miami and Miami Beach has unfolded me by way of arts and culture, period. So when you're talking about starting a conversation, because this is about starting a conversation, right? This is the city's effort to say, okay, we're going to start this conversation and bring in all the sides of the story to now push this forward. And then let's see over time how, because this is not going to all be aided in one year. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for us, it was like, okay, this is a start to give people not only their own identity on the beach, also give them a space and a place to go to learn more about the city and get ownership. You know what I mean? I think that our approach has been to allow arts and culture to allow people to take some type of responsibility and ownership of the city, so they do treat it with more care, so they do have more respect for it, and so they do feel like they got something more, you know, out of it.
So it sounds like to me like we want to say, you know, to visitors, any of these events, but to visitors, to say there's a certain way we view our city, we hope you will too, and you're not going to just treat it like whatever you want when you come here.
I'm not doing the second half of what you just said.
Okay.
I'm just going to show you the greatness, and I'm going to give you the greatness. We're going to make it accessible to you, the greatness, and then greatness just does what greatness does.
I'm hoping Octavia is very successful. But by the way, we will have, you know, we've got a pretty substantial police force on Alpha Brava, which means that they're on 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
There are going to be more police, and I don't like that, by the way. I don't like the idea that we have to do that. I'm hoping that we can find a way to program so that the city almost self-selects the kind of visitors it gets, folks that might be interested in art and culture more than they might be in drinking too much and getting in fights and putting those fights on video.
Again, talking with the City of Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber and artist Octavia Yearwood. Again, the City of Miami Beach spending money on events and art curated by Yearwood and created by Black artists for Memorial Day weekend, or as locals have known it as Urban Beach Week. And that art will promote this an inclusion, but also, again, a reframe. This is what it's called. It's a reframe. All right. Before we get to some of the art and what this greatness is, Octavia, that you talked about, is tell me about this, because you said it earlier, is I wanted to know about the perception of Memorial Day weekend, Urban Beach Week, by the media, by locals. What has that narrative been? What should it be?
Mm. Well, I mean, you are the media, so
you're
I'm
right.
Sure you know what the narrative has been.
Yeah.
But for the people in the back, I suppose exactly what the mayor has been saying. The things that have been publicized are the fights, are the arguments, are the overdrinking, are the high police, you know, influence. And also, like you saying, 12-hour shifts. I mean, nobody's going to be happy on a full 12-hour shift dealing with, I mean, you could be drunk with a person and be annoyed with them. You know what I mean? Imagine being on the job and having to experience that, right? But our approach is to show that there's actually good times happening, that there's actually culture that's happening, and not necessarily just wild and crazy times.
How about you know, the part of it,
but,
is
but I, sorry also
ahead,
I want to say I just think that it was a great idea from the city's point of view to use programming to start to offset that. Of course it's not going to be anything that's going to like make the strongest of dents in the first year, but this is a great start.
All right, tell us about some of the stuff that you've been working on for this weekend.
So a part of our initiative, and so it wasn't a grant, by the way, given to us. It was,
okay.
It was a part of their programming, and we came in as essentially commissioned artists.
Thank you for clearing that up. Thank
team
you.
Okay. To come in to create this programming and also bring in the institutions that are on the beach within the framework that myself and Jared created. So, and Jared is also another person on the team that built Reframe. And so we got with the Bass, and the Bass is working with Giovanna Gonzalez, who's a local artist. And again, all the people that we're using are all local artists. We really found it important to mobilize local artists and local curators to really tell the story of the city. Who else can tell it better, right? And so we have Lonnie Johnson. So we have an exhibition that starts tomorrow called I See You Too. And this exhibition is going to be like stepping into Black presence on the beach, Black presence on the beach, what has been happening, how it's unfolded, and how we've given back to the city. And then we have, like I said, at the Bass with Giovanna, where she's going more of the route of talking about queer inclusion and how people engage as queer folks. There's going to be a performance there as well as an open mic. We have the opening of Out of Context by Chris Friday at the FIU Urban Studios on Lincoln Road, which is also going to be phenomenal. It's going to be very interactive, hers, and it's actually going to be a brunch. I've never seen a brunch opening before, so that's pretty cool. You get to eat and, you know, have some, I don't know if they're going to have mimosas, let me not start anything, but you'll have some orange juice.
And so it's about encouraging people to come and experience these things.
Yes.
Okay. Mayor, throughout this process, how much were you involved, or is it just a matter of, look, you're the artist, you guys figure it out?
Well, I think for a couple of years, we have wanted, and we have been, because last year we had a different programming with the same goal, which was to sort of elevate the experience a little bit. And by the way, and let me just say that nobody in the city is under the delusion that commissioning some artists to do art and culture is going to dramatically change things overnight or change even behavior over the course of time. You've got to do a few different things, but we thought it was important to have in the toolkit what the roots of our current city really are right now, which is we are really an art and cultural destination. I mean, almost, you know, we're the center of the art world during Art Basel. We have all these other cultural activities. All of the major cultural activities really in the county and in the region, most of them happen in our city or right next to us in the Arts Center. So, we recognize that, we love it, and we want that to be who we are. So the idea that while we're struggling with this Memorial Day and spring break issues, we thought it'd be important to put who we are into the mix and who we want to be and who we aspire to be. The best version of us is always going to be art and culture. We spend quite a bit of money on art and culture. We promote all these, and you go to Collins Park right now, you can't turn in any direction without seeing an Andy Warhol, a ballet dancer, or someone going to the Bass Museum. We have that everywhere, and that's why that's who we want to be. But we're still struggling with a real security issue because, frankly, we're an incredible destination that attracts hundreds of thousands, actually 15 million people a year. And at the end of the day, if you can't feel safe there, then something has to change, and we're trying to change it through a variety of things, mm-hmm. including throwing art and culture into the mix, because that's where our roots are.
How is the city promoting this? Again, trying to convince people at all these activities that you could be doing, here's something to consider.
Online, through whatever means we can. I send out emails to the community. Our tourism folks do the same thing. Right now it's not that hard to reach people who are coming here. I mean, look, there are a lot. This is a very multifaceted challenge from our point of view. It really is. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, tonight we're going to discuss, one of the commissioners wants Ultra to come. I'm not, I've been sort
you're
of.
You're opening up another.
No, but I've been resistant to that because I'm pretty convinced it's not going to, we can't use that as to program our way out. But I definitely believe counter-programming can help. Just like the Air and Sea Show has helped. And we felt it made sense. It's Memorial Day. It's also the first institution in this country to be truly integrated was the military. So we thought it made a lot of sense to do that during the day. And it's been pretty successful, I think.
All right. I want to real quickly, Octavia, come back and ask you a little bit more about some of the other work, the themes anyway, for the artists, exploring this weekend. And well, you talked about, like, the history of blackness in Miami and how it helped create the culture.
Yeah, because I actually, when I was listening to what he was saying with the last part there, I was like, really, some of the first people to really build out the city is the immigrants, you know, the people from various countries, Caribbean countries that are near, you know, those are the people who really built out the beach and brought in the energy, this whole kind of sort of Caribbean, bohemian energy that Miami Beach and the whole county has. And so, and that is what we want to make sure that we highlight as well. Like the airplanes, they're wonderful, and people want to see Flo Rida this weekend. He's going to be up there on Sunday. But you definitely want to come through to some of our activations and get to know a little bit more of the people that are here and that are building it.
And we'll make sure we have a list too we can share on social media so you know all the different places that you can go and check things out. How are you going to measure success for this weekend? Octavia, how does an artist?
I looked at the mayor. I'm like, come on.
I'm going to ask him too, coach. But I want to hear from you. What do you think?
What do I think? How am I going to measure it?
For success of this program, how will you measure it?
From my point of view, from the arts and culture view, it's just people showing up, people coming out, people having a different feeling about what the beach feels like during this weekend. People sharing. To me, that's successful. If people are impacted, they're going to share. If people are impacted, they're going to think differently. They're going to talk about it differently. They're going to have a different point of view. So, like we both said, this is just the beginning. This is not, you know right. what I mean? So, as far as that success for this first year, that's how I would quantify.
It won't all be solved in 1 year, as you've been saying, but at the same time, the first year is important. Mayor Gelber, real quickly, how are you going to be measuring?
Look, we want our visitors and our residents to feel like they're in a healthy, safe, positive, you know, environment. And the closer we get to that this weekend is how we measure it. This is the culture and art activation is a piece of it. Police are a piece of it, frankly. Getting rid of some of these promoted parties that have too many people coming to a theater that only, you know, it takes 800 and 10,000 people show up and walk in the streets with nothing to do. Getting rid of that, which we pass an ordinance on, will help. But it's creating a healthy, positive, safe environment for residents and visitors. That's what our city does. It's what our city does most days, but it's not what it's not been the way it's been, unfortunately, over this weekend or over Memorial over the spring break. And we're going to make sure it is. And this is one of those pieces that's going to help. One of the pieces of the mosaic.
He is City of Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber. We also heard from artist Octavia Yearwood. You can learn more about this project, Reframe for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend on our social media, WLRN Sundial. Mayor, always a pleasure. Octavia, thank you so much.
They can also find us on @ReframeMiamiBeach on Instagram as well.
We'll post that up to make sure they find that.
And our city website.
All of it. I promise you. I promise you all of it will be up there. All right, still to come. Venice, Italy, and Fort Lauderdale have a unique relationship. They're sister cities. That's going to be good news for artists. That's coming up next.
Feel me? Yeah, yeah. See my peanut butter jelly snack. Pull it, ride, brush it, painting. That's my sunshine when it's raining. That's my pool.